Hola, hola, it is Fabi here. And let me tell you about something that's been showing up in my business over and over and over again. And honestly, I don't think that it gets talked about enough. There's a version of success that feels completely disoriented because you have the credentials, you have this track record, you have clients who genuinely transform because of your work, and yet your marketing is not landing. The people that are finding you aren't the ones that you want, and your revenue doesn't match your expertise. And here's the most confusing part. You've done everything right. You've built real mastery. You got the results. You put in years. So what's actually going on? The truth is that a lot of people aren't talking about the reality. Being exceptional at what you do used to be enough of a differentiator, but honestly, it is not anymore. And that's quietly creating the ceiling for some of the most talented experts out there. Now, if you are an established coach, an expert, a consultant, a lawyer, professional service provider, somebody who spent years building real expertise, who has the actual wisdom that only comes from actually doing the work, you have probably felt these things. You're not starting from scratch. You're not trying to figure out if you're good at what you do. You know that you're good. Your clients know that you're really good. But the thing is that the market, they can't tell the difference between you and somebody who learned everything from a 5-day challenge last month. And that's not because your expertise isn't real. It's because your craft is invisible until your message actually makes it visible. So here's what's happening that most experts completely miss. The market has changed in two directions at once. It's gotten way more sophisticated and way more saturated. And those two forces colliding are creating a problem that didn't exist even 5 years ago, a problem that being genuinely talented does not solve. So for a very long time, being genuinely good at what you do was basically the thing that made you different, right? If you had real results and real credentials and real expertise, the market could basically tell. You stood out by default because most of the noise was coming from people who didn't actually know what they were really doing. Unfortunately, that time is over. There are more coaches, there are more consultants, there are more experts competing for the same attention than ever before. And then on top of all of that, AI has made it so that literally anybody can produce content that sounds pretty credible, sounds warm, sounds like they know what they're talking about. So ultimately, what ends up happening is that the signal-to-noise ratio is collapsing. Your actual expertise is getting buried inside a market that can't distinguish between you and somebody who started just 6 months ago. Think about like walking into a bookstore looking for a book on leadership. 20 years ago, there might have been maybe like 15 books on the shelf. You could read the back of the covers, compare the author's credentials, make a clear decision about which one was written by somebody who actually knew what they were talking about and somebody that wasn't necessarily. Now, there's basically an entire wall, floor to ceiling, hundreds and hundreds of books on leadership. Some are written by CEOs who've led Fortune 500 companies for decades. Others are written by somebody who ran a team of 3 people for 6 months and decided that they were going to write a book about it. But from across the room, the spines all look the same. Same color, same font, same promises on the cover. You can't really tell which book is packed with 30 years of pattern recognition and which one is just recycled LinkedIn posts and content. That's what the expert market literally looks like right now. Your mastery is in there, but basically it's invisible from across the room. And when the market is saturated, expertise alone does not differentiate. Visibility of expertise actually does. And here's the part that stings. Being exceptional at your craft does not protect you from this, my friends. I talk to experts every single week, coaches, consultants, attorneys, financial advisors, thought leaders with decades of experience. And almost without exception, the ones who are frustrated with their marketing have the same thing going on. Their expertise is real, their results are real, their value is real. But their message is so generic. It's so generic, not because they don't know what they do, but because translating deep mastery into language that makes the right person lean in, that's a very different skill set. Competence doesn't communicate itself. You have to communicate it. So here's what happens when most experts try to explain what they do. They go broad. They say, I help people transform their lives. I help businesses grow. I help leaders unlock their potential. It sounds inclusive, it sounds accessible, but it says nothing. I mean, think about like reading a dating profile. Like, profile number one is gonna say, I love to laugh. Travel, spend time with my friends and family, looking for somebody genuine who wants connection. Profile number two is going to say, I spend my Sundays at the farmer's market testing recipes for my cookbook on coastal Italian food. I'm looking for somebody who appreciates a 3-hour dinner and can debate whether Liguria or Campania has better seafood. I mean, which profile here tells you who this person actually is, right? The first one could be anybody. It is broad and it is meaningless. The second one, however, you immediately know if this is your person or not. Now, the broad message doesn't make you more appealing. It just makes you forgettable, my friend. It does, because when you try to be for everybody, you end up being for no one. Broad positioning does not create demand. It just dilutes your expertise. The other thing that experts do is that they go deep into the process. I use this proprietary 6-step framework that blends neuroscience with cognitive behavioral approaches to blah, 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 blah. And then people are like, what? Like, they're losing people by the second sentence, not because the process is invaluable, but because the market doesn't buy processes, they buy outcomes. So think about like hiring a personal trainer. Trainer number one is going to say, well, they're going to go immediately into their methodologies. I use this periodized programming with progressive overload principles, incorporating compound movements with accessory work, tracking macronutrients ratios, and optimizing recovery protocols. You're like, what? Trainer number two says, well, I work with executives over 50 who want to feel strong and energized without spending their lives at the gym. Here's what that looks like. And so they're going to show you what it looks like to get results. I mean, you don't need to understand the programming to know that they get it. So process is proof of your expertise, but it's not what's going to create the decision to buy. So if being good isn't enough and being generic isn't enough and process explanations aren't enough, well, then what is? Well, here's what the market actually ends up responding to. Not what you do, not how you do it, but why you specifically are the person who can solve this problem. So what you see that nobody else does, what you've concluded after years of this work that changes the way that you approach everything, that's what makes your message actually magnetic. And that is what I call your angle of mastery. It is not a tagline. It is not a niche statement. It's not a list of credentials. It's not that you are nice and you love your clients. It is your intellectual premise, the very specific lens through which you see your client's problem that is completely distinct to you. The thing that when you articulate it clearly makes your ideal client think, well, ooh, I haven't heard of that before. You know, like I need to work with this person because they're talking about things in a different way. The market isn't trying to find the best person, my friends. The market is trying to find the right person. And the right gets decided by intellectual distinction, not credentials. Like, think about a conference choosing between two speakers for the closing keynote. Speaker number one is like, I'm an expert with 20 years of experience. I've worked with Fortune 500 companies. I'll teach your audience how to be better leaders. Speaker number two instead says, well, I spent 2 decades studying why brilliant technical leaders fail when they move into executive roles. I've identified what I like to call the expert's paradox, the exact skill that makes your success or makes you successful as an individual contributor actively undermine your effectiveness as a leader. I'm going to show your audience how to recognize this pattern and make the shift. Both of these people have credentials, but only one of them has a perspective that makes the conference organizer think, okay, we need this guy or this person on stage. One is describing what they do. The other is revealing how they see the problem. That is your angle of mastery. Generic expertise, honestly, is replaceable. Intellectual positioning is essential. And here's what makes this much more important and more accessible when you are an expert at what you do. Because what happens is that you have pattern recognition that younger competitors don't really have. You've seen things play out over years. You've watched trends come and go. You know what actually works versus what sounds good. That depth is your angle of mastery waiting to be articulated. You don't need to invent it. You need to name it. You need to claim it. So, all of this to say, the old game is over. Being generally good used to be enough of a differentiator. It is not anymore. The market is way too saturated and way too sophisticated for competence alone to help you be the thing that makes you stand out. Expertise is basically invisible until your message makes it visible. And the two traps that don't work is going broad because it makes you forgettable and like not inclusive. And leading with process is losing people before they understand why they should care. What actually works is your angle of mastery, that intellectual premise that shows people why you specifically solve the problem. That perspective that you've gained from years of pattern recognition, the lens that you bring that makes your ideal clients think, I never heard of it like this. Now, if you're watching this and you're thinking, okay, what do I do? How do I figure out my angle of mastery? I want you to book a free 15-minute brand message assessment with me. I'll take a look at your actual messaging and show you exactly where the gap is and what needs to shift. Go to brandmessagesession.com to book the call right now. And make sure that you subscribe and you follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Follow me at Fabi Bavolini on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook. And let me know in the comments, what's the perspective that you're bringing that nobody else in your space does? And what have you concluded after years of doing this work? I will see you soon.